Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here are your hosts, Joe Kuzma and Brian E. Roach.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I am once again rejoined by my brother from another mother. The dynamic duo's back. The boys are back in town. A1, Mr. Brian E. Roach. What's going on, Brian?
It is a lovely day in the COVID neighborhood, and I am just a happy man. How the hell are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing okay, I guess. I mean, I was talking about how comically, like, stupid my day has gone so far, including washing blender bottles and having the little wires that are inside of them get stuck together. That's real fun. I wonder if anyone out there is listening and ever had to deal with that. What a headache. I mean, great invention, but make sure you don't put the things together in the dishwasher or whatever, or these things get stuck. They rattle around. They meld together, and it's very annoying. But speaking of things that we're talking about off the air, like quarantine and ice and our self-isolation, stay home, stay safe, and all this other stuff, Brian. You just recently got a haircut, right? You were
I've recently grown my hair.
You've recently grown it. Oh, it was Eric. Eric was the one that was going to get the haircut.
Eric was whining about his hair.
Yeah, Eric Herman, one of our contributors here, long time managed one of the editor titles. Jeez, I don't even remember because he's been around so long, and you know we're all family here. We throw titles around like. Whatever. I don't even know. You're like something like communications guru or something. Like you got some.
I don't know what I am.
Executive vice president of BS.
There you go. That fits me to a T, my friend.
But no, it wasn't you. You were you. But you shaved though, or something. You cleaned up. You.
I did trim the quarantine beard down quite a bit. I still have. Not that anybody can see it, but I still have the goatee going on here. But and it's coming back in. But I'm actually, I've talked about the fact that I'm letting my hair grow for doing a mud run in July, because then I'm going to cut it off and have a mohawk, because I have a mohawk when I do the mud runs. But since I'm not confident, since we're talking about the COVID stuff, I'm not confident that this mud run is going to occur. And Spartan Races, if you've heard of the Spartan runs, is doing a virtual run. And I'm now going to do that next weekend, which is essentially they make you run a 3K or a 5K, and you have to stop every so often and do some weird exercise that they want you to do, right? So I'm going mohawk next weekend.
Yeah, Brian, we're gonna need a photo of that mohawk. And speaking of quarantine photos and funny business, I guess our friends over at FOCO, short for Forever Collectibles, as they were, I don't know if they're still known as that or just they've trimmed down to FOCO, is now offering the NFL face masks. So we got a handful of those in, and I know yours is on the way. I already got mine, so I've been meaning to put a picture up on social media. Since I finally went out yesterday, I finally got a picture. I finally wore my Steelers gear, and it was great because in like one place, like a guy just pointed like at his hat, and he had the Steel City draft cap from last year, the one that Devin Bush wore, and he just points at it, points at me, doesn't say anything else. I don't know if he was a mute or if it's just one of these silly like 6 feet social distancing things, but in a whole other aspect too, going through a drive-through, this lady really gave me a hard time, said she couldn't give me her order, and then I noticed she had a Cleveland Browns mask on, and I said don't be salty that our third stringers and guys that weren't on the roster got more wins than you. It's okay. So but we'll have some fun quarantine photos coming out around the SCU platforms here just shortly. But speaking of the more quarantine stuff, and even though that was somewhat Steelers related, Oh, we were talking about the hair real quick. Well, we're getting to that because we're going to talk about Ben Roethlisberger, but just to finish the story on Eric, Eric was actually doing something very similar. I don't want to get him in hot water, but he's going to get a haircut. We'll just say that much. He's going to finally get it done. And myself, I just said, why don't you just go my style, man? See, I'm jealous. I could never do a mohawk. I could maybe do like the side mohawk. Like, I don't know if you remember that there was this very famous wrestling tag team known as the Road Warriors, and they looked like the Road, like they looked like the Road Warriors. They looked like the Mad Max villains, like Lord Humongous and stuff like that, with the crazy hairdos and the face paint and whatnot. So anyway, I could do like the sideways ones, but I can't do the strip down the middle because I'm genetically follically challenged due to my heritage. However, we do have somebody on the Steelers that went, and I guess Governor Wolf, the head honcho over there in Pennsylvania, voiced his displeasure because I guess folks over there, see, I'm in Ohio, you're in New Jersey, we're on the bookends of Pennsylvania, may not have the same thing. See, our salons and stuff are just opening now, and of course, yep. I haven't had to worry about it. Like I said, I just take a razor to my head, but so did Ben Roethlisberger. He said he wasn't going to cut any of this stuff off and get all cleaned up until he could throw, right? And I guess a lot of guys are vouching for him, like Ryan Switzer and stuff like that. So there's a lot to unpackage there because it's like there's a lot of excitement because we're tucked away without knowing a whole lot of anything that's going on. There's not really like OTAs or anything like that to speak of, mini camps, et cetera, but you get to hear that Ben went and threw and everything else. Now, the governor comes out and says something. I guess this made like CNN news for every wacky reason because these places are closed and he went and got a haircut and so many people are upset. But it's like, hey, if Ben knows he's okay and he's not showing signs, symptoms, checking whatever, and the other guy knows he's okay or whatever, these two people get together. Who cares, man? It's not that big a deal. Did anybody say anything about Ben throwing the ball to like Ryan Switzer and these other guys? Because, I mean, they had to get together somewhere and do that. Is that no less social distancing? No, the haircut is the thing to put it over the top. It's just silly to me.
Yeah, you know, look, these guys are in a weird situation, and I think that maybe at times they overstep. Why he needed to make comment about something where it was an isolated incident, there wasn't a lot of risk going on. Yeah, you got two guys who I guess were in six distances, so weren't social distancing. I didn't watch the video or see a full video of this haircut, so I don't know if the barber had a face mask on or not. But
welding,
you know,
mask.
What different? Yeah, welding mask. You know, he might have needed it because that was a fuzzy beard that Ben had, and it was looking pretty sharp when at the end of that. As I said, I think the governors have a absolutely unwinnable job to do, and they are doing what they can. And I no matter what they do, it's going to annoy somebody. But in this situation, I will say I think he just needed to just not say anything.
Oh my! You're not going to win any points with Western Pennsylvania, the entire half of the state. The other half, maybe they're Eagles fans and they're like, you know, they'd be happy. So he may have gotten approval points over on the other end of that. But regardless, you know, it's just silly, the whole thing. And just to come back around to the whole, if you're looking for like a comfortable face mask, if you're somebody that's firm in your belief of wearing those, I do see some silly, I'll keep some personal thoughts aside, but I do see some really silly stuff out there. People wearing trash bags, for example.
Like, that is a silly thing.
Go outside, get some fresh air, keep your distance, whatever. But if you need a mask and you want one that's very comfortable, go over to foco.com because let me tell you, this sucker is awesome. Most of this stuff, like I said, I'm already like a kind of a mongoloid, bigger guy, kind of like Big Ben. I'm very much Big Ben size. I'm probably much fatter than him right now. Oh, believe it or not, nobody said anything about his weight, though, did they?
I know that there were commentations.
Of course, there is. It was Twitter.
Craig Wolfley. Yeah, of course they said something. Somebody had to call him Fat Boy or something like that. He's not. He's fine.
Yeah, we know he's got a strong arm with lots of zips. So and the haircut proves it. So moving on, we're going to be talking about Ben here just in a second because Pete Prisco put out a list of his top 100 NFL players, and there were some. some fun names on it, right? And there were some omissions that were also maybe not as fun with that too. And so we're going to look at a little bit of that because a couple of Steelers were on this list, a couple of Steelers were not. And just starting right off the top of this, we're going to talk about who we feel. We're going to go through a number of guys that are we consider good players, right? So at least with the Steelers, but are they among the best the NFL has to offer? Would you put them in the top 100? I'm going to start right with Big Ben, and I'm going to shoot my shot right here, Brian, and say, no, I would not, just based on what? He hasn't played for a year. We still don't know how he's going to play. you know, that it's very difficult. And I know, I don't know, we don't really have like a basis for this. So we could say, oh, do we expect what they're going to do this season? Could we base it on legacy, the past few seasons? I think it's just a mesh of all of that, and we just kind of determine it. I don't know if I would put any rookies in here. Maybe I would just omit that entirely. I don't see, you know, any point in saying Chase Claypool's among the top 100 when we've already come out and said he may be struggling for a significant amount of playing time right out the gate anyways. So, but when you talk about Ben Roethlisberger, we talk about a guy that, yeah, led the league in passing yards, but also led in interceptions the last time he played. However, nowhere near like a Jameis Winston type of ceiling there with the interceptions that were thrown last year. That was what the fewest amount of picks that were thrown in a single season by an interception leader. And I don't even know how long, how many times we'd repeated it. However, with the amount of players that we're going to be talking about, et cetera, putting Ben even – there weren't even, I think, 10 quarterbacks in the NFL's official top 100. They usually get about 7. So I see Ben as a fringe top 10 guy personally right now until he proves otherwise. But still, that's good enough to win a Super Bowl because it's still Big Ben, and he's never gotten a – face it, he's never gotten a recognition he's deserved anyways. So that's what – but there's a number of factors here. I just don't see him – fitting into the top 100 at this point in time.
Now, the fun thing is that you and I quite often find ourselves in agreement. And so what is exciting me about this conversation is we are immediately going to disagree. Because I see this differently. In my mind, if it depends on your criteria. If, in fact, the criteria, the way that, you know, the NFL does its 100 top 100 athletes is always based on the prior season.
No, it's
and yes,
not.
I get it.
No,
or the
it's
or
not.
You know, well, it's supposed to be, or how they anticipate them being in the upcoming season or whatever it is. And if you accept the idiocy of top 100 lists being, it's always from somebody's internal perspective, and most people are stupid. So when you take all those things into account. And you include it, all right, I'm going to say, in my view, I'm going to look at this more from a legacy perspective. And the last time that Ben Roethlisberger played a full season, he led the league in passing. Mm-hmm. And yes, he led the league in interceptions. But again, as you said, it was the lowest number of interceptions for a league leader in the history of the world. And, you know, he's going to, in my mind, I'm gonna take the positive side of this and say that's the Ben Roethlisberger we're gonna get back, and if that's the Ben Roethlisberger we get back, I think he's a top 100 guy. I think he's probably back to being a top 5, maybe top 6 quarterback in the league, and to me that puts him in the top 100. Many people will not agree with that because many people just choose to disparage. And I'm not saying you're doing that now.
Oh no, no.
You've got him in the range where I think it's not unreasonable to put him, but and he is later in his career. But if Tom Brady is a top 5 quarterback now in his career based on his stats last season, I'm not going to say that Ben Roethlisberger is not a top quarterback even at his age, because I think he is. And I'm not comparing, you know, Brady and Ben overall. Their legacies are much different, obviously. But you know, if you looked at Brady's last year and Ben's last year, you could make an argument that Ben actually is throwing the ball potentially better. Maybe it has to do with weapons. Maybe it has to do with a lot of things. But my view is I think he is a top 100 guy, not top 50, but probably in the lower half of the 50, maybe in the 90s. But I'd put him in the top 100.
Yeah, I still think he's kind of fringe. You heard me make a moan because I don't know where I'd put Brady. He's going to be playing for an entirely new team, entirely new coach, and he's not younger by any means. I have no idea how that's going to work out. I don't know, man. It's tough because I think we've already opened a can of worms here. This could be a whole other podcast, but just to shortly say, when you take a look at some of the names that are going to be on that would be on the list. I was looking at the 2019 NFL passing. Ben threw 16 picks, led the league in 2018 in throwing interceptions. Jameis Winston tossed 30. Baker Mayfield Mayfield 21. Oh, I love putting that stat to it. His 22-21 TD to INT ratio. Also, who was that? Was that Sharp Football that had said he was the worst quarterback under pressure? I believe it was. So, shots fired. And then Phillip Rivers came in third with 20 picks, and then Jared Goff and Kyle Allen, 16 apiece. And how many names do you really put in here when you look at, I don't know, yards and everything? Winston, of course, threw for a lot of yards. Dak Prescott has never really impressed me, nor Jared Goff, but they would probably make some type of list. There's still Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson. We mentioned Brady, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo, Deshaun Watson. There's a lot of names in here. Some people might want to try and push somebody like Kirk Cousins into that conversation. The guys you're not going to see are, and of course, Lamar Jackson will be there, but not for necessarily his passing yardage or stats. It's a very interesting conversation. Where do you put Drew Brees? You know what I mean? He's lower on this list just because he was hurt last year. Those are a lot of names. To put Ben top five is tough. We always discuss this all the time. I think top 10 isn't without out of the conversation. But I just know all the times I've criticized the NFL's top 100. Six or seven quarterbacks, if Ben's right on that fringe, he's right on the cusp of a top 100. And there are other guys I would probably prefer to put in this category from the Steelers roster. But let's stick with the offense. Let's go right to running back. Would James Conner, and of course, I'm not dealing with backups either. Obviously, backups are not going to be among the top 100 best players in the NFL if you're not even starting for your own team. So no Mason Rudolph, no Duck Hodges, no need to even bring those names up further than what we already did. But going to running back, James Conner. That's a very interesting topic, too, because we just don't know. I mean, if the guy stays healthy, he could certainly be an all-pro level player, possibly, potentially, definitely a Pro Bowl level player. But I don't have him as my top 100 either. In fact, well, I'll reserve my later comments, but it's looking kind of bleak on the offensive side of the football just based on last year just sucking so bad.
James Conner, no. it's just no. I like James Conner. I have beat James Conner up pretty heavily over the last series of podcasts, basically saying I don't trust him to stay healthy. I don't trust that he's going to be there. And the one caveat of hope that I've thrown out about James Conner is if at the end of this season he has had a productive season and he's willing to take a cheap deal, then maybe they'll keep him around. But I think this is his last season in Pittsburgh, and I've said that pretty solidly because of the dependability issues. And you cannot be a top 100 guy if you can't stay on the field. And James Conner, unfortunately, has not been able to stay on the field.
Yeah, and, well, that's all the more. I mean, he wants to stay. So we'll see what ends up happening. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. That may mean he's willing to move mountains in order to stay, and maybe he doesn't take like a huge deal, and maybe he has an impact. Maybe they find a way to not give him as many carries. It was Mark Cabali of The Athletic that said every time he's gotten injured, it's been beyond 17 carries. We said the magic number for the Steelers offense, the click, is 20 touches. Whether that's receptions, whether that's carries, running backs have to be involved with 20 touches overall. Every time they do that, basically under Mike Tomlin, they win games for the most part, except for like the weird year where, Mendenhall was in the doghouse and they were running out who all was there? Redman and why can't I think? Was it Baron Batch or whatever, and Jonathan Dwyer? And, I wanted so badly for one of those guys to succeed, and it just never panned out. I think Conner could certainly be one of those type of guys, but it's not going to work out in this aspect. And, of course, this all was prompted by Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, and his list. And there's a number of names that are on this list that some of them are going to make you laugh. One of them that actually is on it right now, and of course, Ben had just narrowly missed the list. He's in the just missed. But we go to wide receivers, and there's really only one that I would even attempt to categorize here. Pete has him listed as 84 on his list. Think that was intentional? Juju Smith-Schuster. His numbers.
That's just cute.
Yeah, it was. It was cute. I got a nice little chuckle out of that, actually. And Juju, I'm going to. This is tough. I mean, Pete tends to think it's almost like a confirmation bias. I think with Ben Roethlisberger, and this is totally contradictory of what I just said about Ben, but the same way. Admittedly, I didn't even read that at the bottom of his whole list here about the whatever. And I just did a search for Steelers. I was like, oh, Ben's in there too. So basically, kind of felt the same way, I guess, with Ben being a fringe guy. Juju could be a fringe guy for me too. Put him in the bottom 20 or whatever of this list. You know, I think he could maybe sneak in there, but I don't necessarily think he's a shoe-in by any means.
Again, if you're going to base what you see off of last year, and I will tell you the thing that's going to keep Juju off the list for me is not that he's not dynamic. It's not that he can't have explosive plays. It's the failures at critical moments. Uh-huh. The fumbles, which, look, you get it, but they seem to happen too consistently. And he, you know, I can't blame him for last year. You can't blame any Steelers offensive player other than the quarterbacks for last year and not being as productive as they could. Because, you know, look, it starts and ends to a certain extent with the quarterback play, and bad quarterback play makes for bad offense. But, you know, I got to look at it and say, look, I think Juju has the potential to be a top 100 guy. But I think right now, yeah, I'd if he makes it, I wouldn't put him as high as 84. Again, he'd be very near the end. And I think if I had to be honest with myself right now, he probably slides out.
Yep, I'm with you right there. You know what? You know, you may have been more harsh. I don't bring it up enough or often enough, and I don't see it enough on social media. The number one knock everyone has on Connor is his health. What about him and his fumble issues too? He's certainly cost the team quite a bit over the course of the last two seasons, especially that San Francisco game in Week 3 last year. So moving on, you know, we've already gone through the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers. There isn't a tight end that I feel I should talk about as far as this conversation either. And tight ends, I think, overall probably aren't making this list a whole lot regardless. Let me see how many Pete has on here. Of course, if I end up searching for that, it's just going to give me every single. Let's see. Oh my goodness, Darren Waller with the Raiders down at 79. Let's see. I'm skimming through it real quick to see Zach Ertz. Okay, I'd probably throw Zach Ertz in there. And that's the other consideration is when you start talking about other players around the league is
he's got to have Kelce in there, doesn't he?
How many spots? Kelce's got to be on here. There's no doubt about it. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, you're certainly I shouldn't see Jimmy Graham anywhere in here as I'm approaching the 20s here, but I might have skipped over. Yeah, Kelce's at 20. Kittle's at 18. Oh, that's another good pick too by all means. Let's see. It's just funny because now I'm going over the quarterbacks and I want to start punching things. Okay, if you want to put Mahomes, if you want to put Russell Wilson, you know I love Russell Wilson. He's probably my favorite non-Steeler at this time. Probably my second favorite non-Steeler of all time, to be completely honest. Barry Sanders is the other, just for anybody that's got an inquiring mind. But Aaron Rodgers at number 10, just get off. They became a running team last year. This guy, that's why they went out and got Jordan Love, and he feels like he's all like, you know, same thing like Brett Favre, you know what I mean? The feeling like he's getting backstabbed or whatever, or watching over his shoulder, and it's just like, come on, man. Drew Brees, I mean, I see the rationale. He still threw 27 touchdown passes, even though he only played 11 games, and he only threw 4 picks. That's pretty darn good. But you know what? What did Rodgers do?
Rodgers is living off his reputation, my friend.
Rodgers played
overblown.
Played all 16 games, only threw 26 TDs. Now he threw 4 picks, so that's quite impressive. But his attempts, where's he at? He was 8th overall in attempts. He threw for a little over 4,002 yards, though. Like, that's not very Aaron Rodgers like, if you ask me. And you know, just to back up some of my talk here, I'm trying to see what his yards per attempt. Yeah, he's in the 7s and stuff, but he's nowhere near like the, you know, the 40 touchdowns or 30 touchdowns. We've always talked about maybe being a little more rosy with him, and a lot of, this surprised a lot of people, but. You know, everybody's just talking about, like, with the draft class that Ben was in, with Eli, Phillip Rivers, Ben. Well, we got to replace Ben. And, you know, the Giants move on from Eli Manning and get Daniel Jones. And then the Chargers dump Rivers. They don't renew his contract. that's only the draft class right before Rodgers came in the very next year. He's not exactly a spring chicken either, so I think that gets lost in a lot of the conversation. But anyways, we were looking at the tight ends. Let's move over to the offensive line. Boy, this is a tough one. I do not have Alejandro Villanueva sniffing the top 100 by any means.
No.
I mean, obviously, Stefan Wisniewski is new to the team, and I know he's kind of a guy that if he was a top 100 player, he probably wouldn't have made it to the Steelers roster. So just by that, Matt Filer, obviously not. So there's really your two perennial Pro Bowl slash All-Pro guys. And I got one in and one out right now, Brian. The one that's in is David DeCastro. The one that's out is Marquise Pouncey. Pouncey's play was a little sloppy, I guess, last year. I guess it's we don't pay attention to it when it works. When it doesn't, it tends to be a spotlight shining on it. So I have Pouncey outside, but I still have him as kind of, it's going to sound cliche to him because all these guys sound like fringe because they have the potential to be top one, considered in the top 100, but of all of them that I say is a fringe, like even Juju, Pouncey is the most fringe of all of them. He would be like 101 probably because it's very tough. I still think he's one of the top centers in the league. Offensive linemen just don't get the love, man. It's one of the reasons why I think a lot of the skill position players or defensive players would probably outshine and steal a spot on an actual top 100.
Yeah, when you think about it, like there's 22 positions on between, offense and defense, right? So if you take the top 10 players at each position, that's 220 spots. And if you're trying to say, okay, this guy's a top 10 guy in his area, he still could not make the top 100 and probably risks not. It means, you're really talking about the top 5 guys. And is Pouncey a top 5 center anymore? I don't know. I think he's a very good center, potential, he has the potential to be a great center all the time. And part of it is just whether, he's starting to slide a little bit as he gets aged. I'm in the exact same place you are. I think DeCastro is a solid top 100 guy. Again, probably lower half than the upper half at this point in his career. And his play may have not been the best it has been last season, but and Pouncey is close in my mind. The people who want to hate on Marquise Pouncey, you don't understand offensive line play, and you don't understand what this guy can do and does that most centers in the league cannot bring to this team. So I think Marquise Pouncey is probably just off the list. But still one of the top centers in the league, maybe the top 6, maybe even the top 5, and offensive line just isn't going to get as much love on the top 100.
Yeah, and you're saying 10 position groups. I'm not even sure. Is that including like special teamers too?
No, not at all. They're out. All those guys are out.
They don't count. They're not people. Offensive line, you got 5 starters, so that it's not quadruple. Would it be cinco triple or something? I don't know. But anyway, or quintuple. I don't know what any of those things are. You get past triple and it screws with me. So, and don't start saying things like quadrilogy when you're talking about movies and there's 4 of them. It just doesn't make any sense. It sounds silly. So stop it. Stop it. But yeah, DeCastro is the big one, obviously. And I think that just about, we're not even going to talk fullbacks either. So that's
no point.
Yeah.
No point.
Yeah. They just don't get the love. If this was top 250, you might sneak some of those guys in there. That would still be pretty tough, and I think Derek Watt would get in there just on name recognition more than anything. Those guys, they do all the dirty work, the things you don't see. That was part of the problem with the Steelers' run game last year, not having a fullback. But let's go to defense where they didn't have problems, and we will have a problem with an omission of Pete's here. And I think there'll be some hot takes as well with some of the guys who did make it on the list. Let's start with your favorite, the grown-ass man, Cam Hayward. Pete's got him on here, man. Finally getting – I'm going to say what Pete had to say, too. Finally getting some love as 33rd on the list. He's a top-level player against the run, has improved greatly as a pass rusher, had 9 sacks from his down spot last season to show his growth in that area. And, well, it's not necessarily just growth in that area because when you're talking about Cam Hayward, how many sacks has he had overall in the last 2-3 seasons? Pulling that up right now, and I know it's in the 20 plus range, 29 sacks over the last three seasons. As a defensive end in the Steelers system, that's usually unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's the grown-ass man. He's a grown-ass man, and he is absolutely a top 50 guy in my view. I don't know where Pete has him, but in my mind, he's a top 50 guy, if not, you know, top
33. Higher. He had him 33.
Yeah. I can live with 33. I can live with that. Cam Hayward absolutely belongs on this list. There's not even a middling question, and anybody who thinks he isn't watching either the Steelers or doesn't understand defensive line play and is not paying attention.
Yeah, and he put him just one spot behind J.J. Watt. J.J. was at 32, so here's a guy that's been a multiple-time NFL defensive MVP. That's pretty telling where J.J. has slid. He does say it's a little strange to see him low on the list. He's coming off a season where he played just 8 games because of injury and had just 4 sacks. 10th season in the league. He's played just 16 games once since 2015. Can he stay healthy? Boom. There's the knock. We talk about guys like Aaron Rodgers or even James Conner. There's a real knock right there. And it's like, hey, best ability is availability, and he hasn't been as available. The other guys on the line we really can't talk about, and Stephon Tuitt falls into that ability of availability as well, but he could certainly be a guy that could rise. But at the moment, nope, can't sniff the top 100. So let's talk about JJ's brother TJ, who shows up on this list as the highest ranked Steeler at number 16. And Pete says he played so well last season, he's higher than brother JJ on this list. Watt had 14 and a half sacks, 2 picks last season, was a force against the run. I mean, he had like 8 games where he was forcing a turnover, if I remember correctly, or at least he had some streak going that was maybe even carried over from the previous season. This guy should have been the defensive MVP of the league. Let's face it. He was in that conversation. There's no reason that TJ wouldn't be in the top 100. I would be arguing for him in the top 10, personally.
I think it's very close. You start to get top 10 players, and there's so many good players in the league.
Aaron Rodgers?
You have to – No, he's out. Throw that one down. I've said it. I've been saying it for years. Overrated. Anyway, TJ should be above Aaron Rodgers in my mind. There's no doubt about that. But is he over everybody else in Pete's list? I don't know. I'd have to look at it more closely.
Well, here I'll go through it for you.
Who's ahead of him?
Okay, so let's start at the top with number one: Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, Russell Wilson, Michael Thomas, Christian McCaffrey, Stephon Gilmore, Lamar Jackson, Chandler Jones, who was also in the running there with TJ neck and neck there with the runner-up spot there, Khalil Mack, he didn't get double digits.
I'm questioning several of these already.
Yes. Well, let me keep going. There's a few of them that I have absolutely no problem with, obviously. Like,
right.
You're going to say the best of the best with Mahomes, Aaron Donald, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson at 3 is maybe a little rich as the highest quarterback or after Mahomes, you know. But Michael Thomas, absolutely. Christian McCaffrey's been a workhorse. Gilmore was, you know, defensive player of the year.
There you go. But go back to Christian McCaffrey. Yes, he's been a workhorse. He is the offense for the Panthers.
Number 5.
But is he the 5th best player in the league? Kiss my butt.
Yeah,
no.
that's tough. I would actually go as far to say I wouldn't have any running back in the top 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Including Lamar Jackson, maybe. I don't know. Lamar Jackson did a lot last year. I think he's deserved of showing up there. As much as
he should be, he should certainly be in the list based on his play. I don't know if I'd put him top 10, but I don't know that I wouldn't. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna beat up Lamar Jackson. He had a fantastic season, but Christian McCaffrey, no, that's just silly.
Okay,
go away.
Let's go from 11. Drew Brees, Cameron Jordan, 12th. Joey Bosa, 13th. I would jump TJ over Joey Bosa.
So would I, and I would jump him over Cam Jordan too. Cam Jordan's on my poo-poo list because of all the nonsense he said about Ben Lapole.
Julio Jones.
No. No, that's reputation again. And I love Julio Jones. I think he's a fantastic player. But based on what he's been doing recently, no.
Well, 99 catches, almost 1,400 yards, second to Michael Thomas, six touchdowns. And guess what? He's age 31 going this year.
Drop off.
And then Quentin Nelson. Quentin Nelson's a fantastic player. So, I mean, there's an argument for him, but there's several names here where I think we could nudge TJ into the top 10 or at least 11 here. It's kind of crazy. Let's talk about who else Pete has on this list. Let's go with Watt's running mate here. Bud Dupree is on the list, Brian. That's gonna ruffle some feathers. He's number 60 with his 11.5 sacks. And Pete says he had his breakout season in 2019, getting 11.5 sacks and becoming a force in the run game. There's a reason why the Steelers put the franchise tag on him. Well, we all know that. The question is, is everyone else aware of placing him almost in the middle of the pack here? He's in that second, third tier there, if you want to call it, or the third quarter of the four quarters of this list of the top 100. 60, I don't know. It might be rich. I got a lot of bias, but man, I didn't expect to see anyone give any love for Bud Dupree.
I think Bud's gotten a lot of attention because of the franchise tag, because everybody knew they wanted to work out a long-term deal and it wasn't going to happen. And they tagged him, and so he's getting a lot of attention. And I think that it's well-deserved. Bud had a great season. Is it worthy of being a top 100 player at this point? I probably would have Bud a little lower, only because and look, I like Bud Dupree as a player. I think he's shown progressive growth every season that he's been in the league. I think that he stands to do great things and make a lot of cash down the road. But if I'm saying right now at this moment, is he worthy of being top 100? It's close for me. I would argue that's too high. But if you had him in the 80s in the bottom quarter of this, I probably wouldn't argue with you. Because that's how good he was
in Juju's spot at 84.
Yeah, and put him in Juju's spot. Yeah. Then I'm okay with it. This is a little high in my view, but maybe not. It's like you really have to break down the list and say who's underneath him that should be above him. Is there other guys that are missing? And then you also have to just accept the fact that, as I said at the beginning, top 100 lists are dumb because they're all just your opinion.
Well, you just like poo-pooed all over the entire show.
Well, no, I think it's valid to say, I think this guy is one of the top 100 players in the league without saying, I think he is number 64 or whatever.
But you know what? We're talking about like governors and leaders being in like a precarious position, a no-win situation. It's like they didn't ask for this. They're do the best they can. You know what I mean? With the whole quarantine and COVID thing that's going on. And oftentimes I've said, what do I do if I put myself in their shoes? Well, I put myself in Pete's shoes, and it's like, I don't want to do that either. It's pretty much a thankless job trying to list all these players. There's parallels there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't want to do it because I don't care about I just don't care about all them players on all the other teams. If I'm doing it, it's going to be 32 Steelers at the top and screw everybody else.
Brian, it's content, buddy. It's content. 32. Geez, oh man. So you got like beyond the 11 starters on each side of the ball and your specialists.
I'm just putting the whole team on 53-man roster. There you go. Who's the top? What's the top 53 in the league? All Steelers.
What? 55 on 55 on Sundays now. So
yeah, 55 on Sundays.
Yeah, man. I tell you, I look at the rest of the linebackers. And I mean, Devin Bush eventually could be.
Not yet.
Yeah. And Vince Williams, excuse me.
Probably not.
Vince Williams, no, he can't be either. I mean, nothing against either of those guys. Still, it's the criteria. So you get into the secondary. We'll save the interesting one for last. Let's start with Joe Hayden. I mean, he's kind of slid in as like a Pro Bowl type guy. He's not on Pete's list. I don't think he would be on mine either as far as top 100. I don't even know that he's a fringe just because of – it's not to say he's not one of the better or higher end. Top 15 maybe, I don't know. Yeah, probably top 15, right? corners, top
certainly
10.
In the top half of the league.
Yeah, definitely. What I mean by top 15, you know, 32 teams, yeah. Top 16. Yeah, he's got to be somewhere certainly. In there, whether it's 11 or 12. But like you were saying, you know, if you took 10 of every position, how do you fit these guys in? I can't fit Joe Haden in. On the flip side, you talk about a guy who doesn't get in the right recognition. Stephon Gilmore wins the MVP. We've made all the parallels and comparisons to Steven Nelson, who had as sharp or maybe even arguably marginally maybe better season than Stephon Gilmore did. And nobody knows who this guy is. If you went out on the street and said, who's Steven Nelson, maybe even in Pittsburgh, people would have no clue who the guy is. They would think, hey, yeah. Is he like some type of entertainer, or, you know, does he work at Permane Brothers? Like, you know, they wouldn't know. And that, you know, based on play, I would put Steven Nelson in there. He would be in probably that bottom part, but based on the brand name recognition, he gots it, and then he falls out of the top 100.
Yeah, Steven Nelson's the best cornerback on the Steelers right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even – I don't think it's even questionable. Joe Haden had a really good season, and I think he benefited from having somebody else on the other side, you know, that could lock down that other side, and that was the glove. And while that name hasn't caught on, I'm still going to use it because I like it.
Me too, man.
So I think – The problem I have with this is I tend to look at it and go, is does one season give you enough cred to be in the top 100? And I don't know, because I like to have stuff proven, right? I like you to do it more than once. So if Steven Nelson has a season this season like he had last season, then I'm changing my tune and saying he's a top 100 guy. If he drops off, knock on wood, and that doesn't happen, or has, you know, a less dominant type season, well, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, everybody can be great for a short term if the situation is right. It's whether you can do it long term. I think his stats from last season, as you said, warrant it, but do his overall career stats warrant it? I don't know. I probably would have him, you know, in the top 120, maybe the top 110. Mm-hmm. But not in the top 100.
Right? Yeah, no, that's certainly fair. And, you know, he still had a tremendous season his final year in Kansas City, too. So if he keeps stacking them like that, maybe he'll start getting the league-wide type honors. Obviously, we're not going to be talking about Terrell Edmonds, you know.
Oh, come on. Come on. Don't you?
Everybody wants him cut. It's like, come on. He's not that terrible. But
we gotta say it. No,
we don't have anything to go by that would even justify warranting him in a top 100.
No, he's not. He's
you
not
know,
a top 100.
We're talking about Steven Nelson because there's some legitimacy there. The one that Pete left off was Minkah Fitzpatrick entirely. He was the one that
validates the entire list.
It's like this whole thing could just go right in the trash where it belongs because. Yeah. That was part of the just missed, and it's just like that's so insulting, such a slap in the face that even one of our guys that maybe isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, Zach Celadonia, he's gonna hate me for that. He got retweeted by Joe Manganiello, man. He's big time in it now. I gotta read his tweet that got retweeted. He goes, LOL. So Minkah Fitzpatrick - who was considered for defensive MVP and changed the perception of the Pittsburgh Steelers back to a defensive powerhouse and almost single-handedly took us to the playoffs with no quarterback and was voted first team All-Pro - isn't a top 100 player ? I have nothing else to say, Zach. You said Flash is his nickname. He said it all. It's not even a mouthful. Just that's perfect. He hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I'll give Zach Adonia credit. You know, as they say, even a blind dog finds a bone every now and then. So, you know, I give him credit for that one. He actually finds bones very often. That sounds terrible. Never mind.
But the different analogy would be.
I'm not going down that path. You took me there.
Say a broken clock's right twice a day. Anything about a squirrel and nuts, that's going to go somewhere else too.
Yeah.
Your mind's in the gutter, no Brian.
But nonetheless, he's absolutely right. That look, that that is when you do that, when you say Micah Fitzpatrick, and then you try and was it the same guy with his list that tried to double down by then complaining about the Chargers game or something, or was it a different guy?
It was somewhere in there, yeah.
Just take out the red lipstick and write moron on your head so that, you know, we all know what we're looking at when we look at you, because you're a moron.
Hey, well, hold on. Let's talk about some of the guys. Let's count down maybe the final. Well, we'll go from Juju at 84. David Bakhtiari, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Jensen. Ryan Jensen, okay, offensive lineman love there. Josh Allen with the Jaguars because of his rookie 10.5 sack season. So he didn't see enough from Minkah Fitzpatrick, but he saw enough from this awful Jaguars team and a rookie linebacker to put him in there. Preston Smith, who had a little bit of a resurgence with the Packers. Eric Armstead, he's pretty solid. Stephon Diggs. Kenny Clark, Jimmy Ward, Kevin Byard, Aaron Jones, the running back of the Packers, Darius Slay, Cooper Kupp, DJ Chark, this is the wide receiver for the Jaguars, mind you.
Yeah.
Darius Leonard, I think Darius Leonard is pretty good. Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end. Did we find anybody we could bump out of that almost the 20? I could go further up. If you go ahead of Juju here from 80. Ball.
You could bump any or all of them and put in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and it wouldn't, and anybody with half a brain would go, oh yeah, I buy that.
Okay, so at 79, Darren Waller, tight end for the Raiders, who I may have mentioned already because I was kind of laughing. Tyron Smith, tackle for the Cowboys. Okay, Amari Cooper, Shaquille Barrett, Casey Hayward. Okay, so good players. I'm not going to argue against that. But when you have Joe Mixon on here, you got Nick Chubb on here, but you have the one that really, really, really grinds my gears. Okay, those running backs put up some stats. Again, that's the flashy thing. You have at 78, Justin Simmons, free safety, Denver Broncos. Get out of town. Just
get the hell out of here.
Swap that. And I think 78 is too low for Minkah. Minkah has to be in the top 25. Top 30.
I would say top 30 based on what he was able to do in a defense that he was not familiar with initially. And, you know, again, I'm stepping on my own foot, you know, because I'm saying I need more than just a single season to really grant this. But this, you know, in his rookie season, everybody was all over Minkah Fitzpatrick. You know, the Dolphins didn't use him exactly the way he was hoping to be used, changes it a little bit, but then he comes back and he does what he did last year. Look, splash play guy. Is he a perfect fit? No, he has some flaws in his game. Everybody does, but damn, I mean, give me a break with that guy from Denver and make there's not even a comparison. When you're an all pro guy, right? When you're an all pro guy, you're one of the top 32 guys or the top 64 guys, period, in the league. That's in the top 100. I mean, unless math has changed dramatically, 64 is smaller than 100.
No. You're absolutely, Brian. You cannot argue that. It's just that is the very criteria for which you should be putting guys on this list. And it's just, I don't know. I want to go like punch a wall because I don't get that upset over it. Let's face it. But
I can't get bent out of shape about it because I just accept, as I said, I view this as, okay, I'll give you credit for being brave and exposing your own stupidity, Pete. Because that's what you did.
Yeah, basically, there's no doubt about it. So, anyways, Brian, I don't know what else we got to say about this because nobody's been talking about. Well, Mike Hilton's not going to be talked about with this, and no. Certainly, when you get to the specialists, Chris Boswell is the only guy. And there's what can you say? Nobody's really said anything about Chris Boswell. Has he gotten any better? Has he gotten any worse? I don't even know that he had that many opportunities to kick last year. Certainly not point after attempts.
He made the ones he needed to make. I mean, yeah. He made the ones he was given. Did he miss any?
Good question. You know, if he would have, he would have been chased out of town, I would think.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't remember, maybe he missed a real long one or something like that.
Yeah, let's see here. I'm on top of it. He missed two. But of course, I can't see particularly.
What the legs were.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm on Pro Football
two
Reference
out of what?
Quickly. 29 out of 31.
Yeah, you know. I don't even put Tucker, the you know, everybody who's all over Tucker from the Ravens. I don't even put him in the top 100. They kickers don't belong in the top 100.
That's fine with me. No, it's not. Wait, yes, it is. Never mind. I love everybody.
You love kickers. You have a kicker football. You love
kickers.
I do.
Kickers. I do have the kicker football. I got.
I like kickers too. I don't love them as much as you, but I do like them. But they don't. I'm sorry. You're not a top. They're not top 100.
Gotcha. I understand, and I can sympathize with that, my friend. So anyways, you know what? We're up against it as per the usual. So, Brian, thanks for joining me once again today on, heading into a Memorial Day weekend. I didn't even realize it was going to be Memorial Day.
Yeah, days mean nothing anymore, do they? Is it Monday? Is it Saturday? Is there a difference between the two? I don't know. But... yeah, it's always great to be here. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Always great to spend some time talking some Steelers football or Steelers related topics. And maybe for everybody's enjoyment, when I do the hair change for next weekend's, it won't be this weekend's. It's next weekend's. It's the 30 and the 31st. Maybe I'll do a video podcast and I'll go Mohawk crazy.
That would be very interesting. Maybe you would look like maybe you'll look like Lord Humongous or something like that.
I don't know about that. I'm no longer humongous, so I can't look like anything that has that word in it.
I understand, my friend. Anyways, we'll wrap it up here. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Brian, thanks for joining me once again. My name's Joe. His name's Brian. Until next time, we encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.